Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When Christians talk about the creation of our wonderful world, they often talk about how and when it occurred. But instead, the New Testament writers focus on the why. The Lord Jesus, in Matthew 19, verse 4, brought up the way God made Adam and Eve to drive home the sanctity of marriage. And Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11, used the same event to explain that creation order is the basis of church order and the distinctive roles of men and women. John, in chapter 1, emphasized that Jesus, who came from God, was in fact God. And though living among his creatures, he actually was their creator. Paul at Athens, Acts 17, proved that God was the glorious maker of all, nothing like their metal gods. In Romans 1:20, he declares, people have no excuse for not knowing God because, quote, since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. In Romans 5, he contrasts Adam's one sin with Christ's death for the overflowing sin of the whole world. In 1 Corinthians 15, he contrasts the first man Adam with Christ, the last Adam, progenitor of a new race of heavenly people by grace. In Colossians 1:16 and 17, he declares, all things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. The Lord Jesus Christ predated everything and created everything. He sustains everything, including you, and so claims everything. But he wants to share it with us. The author of Hebrews reminds us that the one who made us also suffered and died to remake us, chapter 2, verse 10. No wonder history concludes with this double chorus. You are worthy, O Lord, for you created all things, and you are worthy, for you have redeemed us. Revelation 4:11 and 5:9. Will you be there to sing this with us?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.